In the blistering afternoon heat, under the shade of newly built cowsheds, Zimbabwean farmer Irvin Reed remembers how a Nigerian governor named Bukola Saraki sowed the seeds of his new life in West Africa.
In the beginning, the governor of the state, that's Governor Saraki, he got hold of us and asked us to explore the possibilities in agriculture.
The white farmers were still smarting from often violent land evictions carried out with the full backing of the Zimbabwean government. Trust was an issue.
The farmers were invaded, as everybody was. We were given 24 hours to leave, and we didn't have much warning. That's what we had to do. We had to leave the farm.
But Governor Saraki paid for the farmers to come on a look-see tour of Kwara State in a bid to woo them across the continent, and promised land on 25-year leases with bank loans underwritten by the government. Their plane landed in Nigeria's largest city, Lagos. The sprawling, slum-choked urban jungle did not impress the farmers, but the farmland on offer some 250 miles inland did. Shonga had instant appeal.
How long did it take you to make up your mind?
Once we got here, about an hour.
Really?
Once we got through Lagos, Lagos wasn't attractive at all, but once we got out here onto the farms, we saw the potential. The Niger River is just behind me. I can see it in the distance there. That's an endless source of water, and that's why the farms are positioned here, for the water. That's why we came to this site.
Nigeria is the largest oil producer in Africa, but that vast oil wealth has done little to improve the lives of millions of Nigerians who toil as subsistence and small-scale farmers. Improving agriculture is key to broad economic development in rural states like Kwara, says Governor Saraki.
We've always said to get the Nigerian economy going, it has to be driven through agriculture. That has to be the focus.
Governor Saraki says the Zimbabwean farmers have essential skills that Nigeria's 140 million-strong population can learn from. The benefits are already visible in Kwara, he says, and this will guarantee the project's continuation beyond the end of his tenure in 3 years' time.
I think the project has sold itself. It now has ownership. Ownership within the country, ownership within the community and within the state. And I think that's what matters. When we started off, a lot of people did not believe in it. But I think by now, when you're employing, about 3,000 people in Shonga, they are the ones who are going to defend it.
Local farmers are happy to have the whites around, they say. Young men can now earn a daily wage labouring for the Zimbabweans and still have enough time left over to tend their own farms. Many can now afford Chinese imported motorbikes and mobile phones, like Musa Mogadi.
So my everything is okay. Since where the white man has come this area, I'm fully fine.
Everything is much better since the white man came to this area. Mr. Reed really tries to help the people that work for him. And since the white man came here, everything is developed. So we thank God for him.
So yeah, thank God for them.
Though happy to be so welcome in Nigeria, where English colonialists never tried to own land and race relations have never been politicized, the white farmers closely follow events in Zimbabwe. Opposition leaders accused 84-year-old President Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980, of attempting to fix the results of recent elections. And there is now going to be a runoff election in the presidential race. Whatever the final result is, farmers like Irvin Reed say they are in Nigeria for the long haul.
Oh, there's huge potential. There's many, many mouths to feed here. There's great potential, and there's farming's a new adventure for most people in the country. And yeah, we're very excited to be part of it.
But while business keeps them in Nigeria, most, like Paul Retzlaff, say that Zimbabwe will always be home.
Some people come from Europe or Britain or whatever. That's where home is. For me, home is Zimbabwe. But this is where I'm settled.
Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, recently visited Nigeria to ask for help in resolving the disputed elections. But so far, Nigeria has declined to intervene. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Shonga.